And behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave him to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's one that we have memorized pretty much. We could probably recite it without even referring to the Bible. It's such a familiar parable that the phrase Good Samaritan is used often today to describe anyone who does some good deed to another, often without even any reference to the gospel itself. Some people probably don't even know where the phrase Good Samaritan came from. And it's a challenge to us because Jesus calls us to be like a Good Samaritan, to have a sort of mentality of a Good Samaritan, to be on the lookout for how we can help those who need help. But there is a deeper meaning to this gospel that many of the ancient fathers of the church would preach about. People like St. Augustine and St. Ambrose and their contemporaries would look at the scriptures and take a symbolic or allegorical message from the gospel passages. And they would say that this gospel actually is about Jesus himself. And they gave various interpretations of what the different parts of this parable mean. And each of the church fathers sometimes had a different opinion or a different interpretation of these parts of the gospel. The victim, who is a victim of the robbers, represents Adam and Eve and their descendants. And the robbers are the demons, the fallen angels, the devil and the fallen angels. In the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve are on the path of life. They have been given this gift of life from the Lord. And then the devil attacks them with temptation and intimidation and leads them to sin. And by that sin, they are then robbed of their humility and they're robbed of their relationship to God. They are robbed of eternal life. And this continues today, actually. The spirit of evil tries to move people to give up that relationship to God. In one of his teachings, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a pearl of great price. Our relationship to God is presented to be as a great treasure, and it is. And the devil and the fallen angels, who are real, by the way, they're not symbols, they're real and they're active right now, they try to rob us in little ways and in big ways to get that pearl of great price from us. They don't want that pearl for themselves because they don't accept God, but to rob that from us, that's the work of the spirit of evil. And being half dead by the side of the road is like humanity. It has been beaten down by sin, broken, separated from God, and wounded. Alive in the body, but dead in the soul. And this is what sin does. Sin robs us of that interior life. And people go around and they feel empty and they feel almost dead on the inside. And they can have so many things going on, but they have this brokenness within. And ultimately, It comes from sin. And we need that humility to acknowledge this truth. And then we come to this point where we feel, well, maybe all is lost. The devil overpowered Adam and Eve, who had so many blessings in their own life, and has robbed so many people of this pearl of great price, this relationship to the Lord. But all is not lost. Into this situation comes the Good Samaritan, who is Jesus himself. Jesus is like this Good Samaritan. He's really not from this earth, he's from heaven. And he looks down upon humanity, fallen in sin, and all kinds of degradation, lost, without that interior life of communion with God. And his heart is torn open with compassion for us, and he comes to us. Saint Joseph received a message from an angel when Blessed Virgin Mary was pregnant with Jesus, and Saint Joseph said, you will name the child, the angel said to Saint Joseph, you will name the child Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what Jesus does. He comes to us to save us from our sins, to bind up our wounds, and to lift us up, to give us that grace of forgiveness, and to make all things new. He says this in the book of Revelation, behold, I make all things new. And that's what he does by his presence in our life. Then in the parable, we have the inn. The Good Samaritan entrusts the victim to an inn. And this can represent the church. When we're baptized, we're brought into this inn, the church. And Jesus entrusts us to the church for our care. The innkeeper could be many different kinds of people. The saints could be the leaders of the church in priesthood and bishops and religious life and various lay leaders who have influences in their parts of the church. And then he gives to the innkeeper a certain amount of money. He gives him a specific gift. In the Gospel of St. John, it says that Jesus came to give us grace and truth. St. John says the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And he gives these gifts to the church in the sacraments and in the doctrines of the Gospel and the Catholic religion. Then this Good Samaritan leaves. That's like Jesus in his ascension. It's as if he departs, but he's going to return. The Good Samaritan will come back and pay back to the innkeeper what they need. And that is the second coming of Jesus. He's come again in glory, and all the angels with him, to reward us and to judge us. Now, here is a lesson for us. We need to allow Christ to be our Good Samaritan. We need to have that humility to accept his help. Jesus does not impose his help upon his people. He offers it. He proposes it. He offers it to us. And we know that when we try to help someone, you know, you meet someone who's in all kinds of trouble, and you try to help them and you know that you can help them, and then they refuse your help, you feel very sad about that, because it's as if they prefer to be half dead on the side of the road, to be stuck in the mess that they've created. And you want to help them, but they refuse your help. Well, can you imagine how sorrowful the Sacred Heart of Jesus must be if we were to refuse his help? We got to have the humility to accept the help of the Good Samaritan Jesus. Many people go about in life wounded spiritually by their own sins. They're broken, they're empty on the inside. They need Christ. And he is there as their Good Samaritan. He's there as our Good Samaritan, waiting for us to take his hand and allow him to lead us to that inn, to the church, and to the grace and truth of the sacraments and of wisdom that is in the doctrines of the church. Some people refuse his help also by never going to confession, by never praying, by never going to Holy Mass. Or others will seek to have God's law be conformed to their own desires rather than conform their lives to the Word of God. That's another way to refuse the help of the Good Samaritan Jesus. It's like you say, I believe in Jesus, but I want him to help me in the way I want to be helped. That's not really that good. Jesus is our Good Samaritan. We need to accept him as our Good Samaritan. Allow him to save us from our sins. And not only do that, but to lift us up and to make us new. The other lesson we have from this is we need to lead others to Christ as their Good Samaritan. people need Jesus. And we can lead people to Christ by a simple word, by a text message, by so many different simple ways to remind people they need Christ. Some people are beyond our own help. You know, the priest and the Levite who walked past the victim on the side of the road, it's possible maybe they weren't so bad and they didn't feel they were able to help. Well, sometimes people are in fact beyond our help and they need Jesus, because you know something, we can't heal people of their own sins. Only Christ can do that. He's a divine physician. We've got to lead people to Jesus. That's the work of the church. In the church, one of the things that should define all of our apostolates is, do they lead people to Jesus? Do they lead people to this greater relationship to the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? When you lead someone to Christ, and then they accept Christ as their Good Samaritan, they'll be tremendously thankful to you for what you did. And you may not even know what an effect you have on someone by telling them, you have to turn to Jesus, trust in Him, pray, go to confession, go to Mass, very simple things like that. And so, brothers and sisters, we have this great parable that reminds us that the greatest Good Samaritan is Jesus Himself. And we really need to allow Him to always and again be our Good Samaritan, to lift us up and make us new. May we accept His divine love by prayer, by confession, by Eucharistic communion, and allow Him to lift us up, and also allow Him to be our leader on the path of life. And may we also have the courage to lead others to Jesus our Lord, because even if people will not admit it, they need Jesus. They need Him very much. God bless you.